welcome back to My Seminary Life Presents Fish Fridays, the musical. Here on Fish Fridays throughout the season of Lent, I am choosing each Friday a different song that I think captures some of the themes, some of the postures and practices of the Lent season, talk a little bit about the history of the song, and then go a little bit deeper into the lyrics of the song as kind of a devotional like series for this season. We're on week 3 of 7 for this series, and today, as I teased in last week's episode, is the existentialist national anthem, or at least this existentialist anthem. I still haven't found what I'm looking for by U2. This song is, of course, part of the Joshua Tree album that is widely popular and celebrated as one of the best, if not the best, U2 album. It was U2's attempt to do more American-style music, and it obviously paid off for them. This CD also has, or this album, I should say, this album also has a lot of religious themes playing throughout the entire project, especially here in I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, but also in the widely popular Where the Streets Have No Name and With or Without You. The composition of I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For is actually a pretty interesting story. The guys were just kind of having a bit of a jam session. They were taking different chord progressions, different lyrics they had stashed away in different journals, thoughts, ideas, and just kind of ran it all together. They were trying to write a different song at the time, but instead kind of got lost in this jam session and started putting things together. And before you knew it, you had I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Kind of funny that a song about not being able to find what you are looking for was put together by just kind of putting different things together, not with really an intended purpose to arrive at a specific destination. Now, Bono has said before that this song is about spiritual longing, and I think that is very obvious from the words of this song. This, in a typical U2 fashion, they're singing about a girl and God all at the same time. The song famously starts, I have climbed the highest mountains, I have run through the fields, only to be with you, only to be with you. Well, that could be about God or a girl. Well, it looks like we're going to land a little bit more on the girl part first, though, because he does say a little bit after that, I have kissed honey lips, felt the healing in her fingertips. It burned like fire, this burning desire. This is a song about longing, and not necessarily in like a romantic, lustful kind of way, but a deeper inward longing, a spiritual longing. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. He's going on a journey. He's kissed honey lips. He's held hands with the devil and spoken the tongues of angels, as he'll say in the next verse, but he still hasn't found what he is looking for. There is a longing. He is searching for something and he cannot find it. Therefore, this song, along with being quite existential, is like the most existential book in the Bible, Ecclesiastes, as the preacher talks frequently about how he pursued different things, money, power, sex, riches, all these different things, and always was left feeling hollow. The difference here is that Bono is going to say something that the preacher does not say. And he's going to say something that even though evangelicals and other Christians have been giving you two, including myself, a free pass for all these years, he is going to say something in this upcoming verse that is shocking. It is something that you would not anticipate someone to say in this situation. Because as we know with Ecclesiastes, the conclusion of the matter is this: fear God and keep his commandments and enjoy your life. Like, enjoy what you have under the sun and fear God, keep his commandments. But this is what Bono says. I believe in the kingdom come. Then all the colors will bleed into one. But yes, I'm still running. You broke the bonds and you loosed the chains, carried the cross of my shame. You know I believe it, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And in proper 80s fashion, it just keeps repeating that as the song slowly begins to fade out. Here in Ecclesiastes, the preacher says, look, the relentless pursuit of mere mundane human things is going to leave you feeling empty. Jesus says this also to the woman at the well. But you can enjoy your life and fear God and keep his commandments. You can find enjoyment in life while also fearing God and living your life for him. What's interesting here is that Bono says, he affirms that he believes in Jesus, talks about Jesus carrying the cross and all his shame. You know, yes, I believe it. You know, believes in the kingdom come where all the colors will bleed into one, because Bono has always been, for a band that evangelicals, again, have been freely giving a pass to for all these years, Bono has been really into the whole, like, there is no them, only us thing for a very long time. And yet, though Bono gives the correct theological answers, his conclusion of the song, the conclusion in the song is this: I still haven't found what I'm looking for. It doesn't change. It's not now I have found what I've been looking for. It's, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for. He has experienced Jesus, and yet he is going to continue to say that he has not found what he is looking for. And that is, of course, going to ruffle a lot of feathers. That flies in the face of Christian hedonism. That may even ruffle some of the feathers of people in the more Christian mystic department. Jesus is the end-all be-all. Jesus is who we've been trying to live our lives for. Jesus is supposed to be the ultimate fulfillment that we will never lack. Never, you know, Jesus says it himself, you know, all these I am statements in the book of John, you know, he is the bread of life, the living water, all these things that are the good shepherd, all these things that are going to satisfy us. And yet, Bono says, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And here's the thing, folks. There is an obvious correlation here between I still haven't found what I'm looking for and Lent, as both are a season of spiritual and, in Lent, sometimes as well, physical longing as well. It is a time to put aside idols that we have made in our life to pursue, to redirect ourselves back to the Father. It's also a time of, as I talked a lot about in last year's Fish Friday series, it's a time of spiritual existential hunger pains, of wandering the wilderness. It's a difficult season. And so naturally, in a time where we are giving up certain things for the intention of turning our focus back to Jesus, we're going to have these times of spiritual longing. But even more than that, and I think the powerful message of a song like I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For is this. Lent, if it's anything, it's honest. At Advent, we're, you know, eagerly anticipating the birth of Jesus. And at Christmas, we are celebrating the birth of Jesus. And at Epiphany, we're asking in awe and wonder, what child is this? And then Pentecost is just kind of there. Sorry, Pentecost. But in each one of these situations, especially with the first three big time periods of the calendar, obviously at Easter, we're also definitely celebrating. But during these first three parts of the year with Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany, those are times where there's almost this expectation of happiness. We're eagerly anticipating. We're celebrating. We're asking in awe and wonder about who this guy Jesus is. And given how the time of the year these things are taking place, I think it is safe for me to say that I am not the only one who's had to kind of mask a bit about how I am truly feeling while everyone else is proclaiming holly and jolliness that I don't feel all too merry and bright during these times of the year. Even at Epiphany, I mean, almost even especially at Epiphany for myself. Because the beginning of a new year is kind of like fun for the first 4 days. And then, like, I don't know, we bomb Venezuela. Like, we just do something outrageous. Or the beginning of the year, you know, I'm here in the Midwest. So it's like, you know, dark and gloomy and cloudy and snowy and negative 12 degrees. And like, it's not necessarily like a time of the year that kind of puts me in the mindset of like, okay, I'm excited to figure out who, ooh, awe and wonder. Lent, if it's anything, it's honest. Because Lent invites us into a reality where we can say, life kind of sucks. It's a time, as I talked about a couple of weeks ago now, it's a time marked or it's bookended, rather, in death, a reminder of our own death and the death of Jesus. It's a time of self-sacrifice as we fast. It is not a happy-go-lucky time, especially compared to really all the rest of the church calendar. Lent's the downer. Lent is the guy that you hope doesn't show up to the party because he's such a downer. And that's probably why Lent is my favorite part of the calendar, my favorite part of the year. Because if it's anything, it's honest. It's honest with the fact that sometimes life and spirituality and all of this is just kind of hard or sucks. And it's honest with the fact that sometimes we have big, messy thoughts or big feelings. You can tell I've been watching Miss Rachel a lot with my son lately. We have big, hard, messy questions or big feelings about how life is going. So yeah, maybe it's not necessarily the most spiritually accurate thing to say that, you know, I know and believe in Jesus and I have a deep personal relationship with him. But sometimes, if I am honest, and I think if other people were actually honest, they would also agree that even in that relationship with Jesus, part of being human and living in this world is still having these moments where we just feel empty, where we are just holding on because we still haven't found what we're looking for. It's just part of being human. It's definitely a part of being an existentialist as well. And as someone who has come out of the evangelical structure, the Reformed tradition, I think this pokes at one of their biggest idols, certainty. In their framework, especially the Reformed theological tradition, certainty is key to survival. Not just faith, but survival. Their entire framework is based on the reality that you can have certain unquestionable thoughts. You can have certainty about life in all situations. There is no gray. There is just black and white. Which is why when you have these instances of people who, you know, as it has often been the case, experience some form of church hurt, they begin to doubt or ask difficult, legitimate questions or begin exploring other forms of the Christian faith that maybe doesn't necessarily line up in the box that you prefer and therefore makes you a heretic. But it's out of a place of just wanting to get away from just this obsession with having to know everything. We have the most logical faith. That's not how faith works. It's faith. Logic isn't always going to add up with it. There will be times, whether you're honest with yourself or not, where you are going to feel a spiritual hunger. And I'm not talking about the ones that we kind of like, in a way, manufacture in Lent because of the fasting thing. But you are going to experience times in life where you feel distant from Jesus, whether you're doing all of the things right or not, and whether you're doing them in with the right heart or not. That's part of being a human, because you're finite. You are small. And I know, because I used to be Reformed, that the smallness part is then, okay, but then we're supposed to look at the bigness of God. Yeah. Good, you should, but I am still a hurting human being. Help me. Because I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Your Bible verse band-aids aren't going to fix this. Just for a moment, be honest. Be honest with your humanity. Just let yourself feel the weight of your humanity. Feel the weight of existence for just 1 second, okay? Stop trying to block everything out with your quick handmade answers and your quick Bible verses, and just feel what it means to be a human for 1 second, please. Lent is inviting us to be honest with our humanity. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you haven't yet already, please rate and review this show wherever you get your podcast. Pass this episode along to a friend. And if you haven't yet already, please make sure you check out the other shows here on the Anazal Ministries Podcast Network. Like, what other shows do we have here? Your Matter Matters. I pay attention to things. Your Matter Matters, the Whole Church Podcast, and of course my sister's show, Kung Fu Pizza Party, where I deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and serve up some wisdom one slice at a time. And make sure you follow my YouTube channel, Studio 219, a place for faith and pop culture. That's it for this week's episode. But next week, things are getting a little green around here. Yes, it's going to be the slightly early St. Patrick's Day episode. This is a annual Fish Friday tradition, and it's a timely one, not just because St. Patrick's Day is coming up, but for something else. You'll find out when we get there. But thanks again for listening. This has been My Seminary Life Presents Fish Fridays the Musical, reminding you, as always, that theology is best served with a side of coleslaw.